It's frightening to be a truck owner in South Africa. It certainly can't be sure that your vehicle is going to make it to its destination, considering its vulnerability on the open road, blockades, and even coming under attack. Traditionally, fleet owners would install telematics machines, and I think they were quite old and clunky, and it was almost like a piece of rolled paper and a needle, a bit like my image of it anyway, is like an old-fashioned lie detector machine. And they would monitor how the driver drove, where they stopped, for how long, and whether or not they were disrupted along the way at all, and if they exceeded the speed limit. All of that really important information for truck owners to assess how their asset was being looked after. Michael Roberts is the Key Tech CEO. And there's been an evolution, perhaps a revolution, I think, in this telematics technology, Michael. The video telematics, what does that bring to this market?
Good evening, Bruce, and thank you for the opportunity. Video telematics changes the way we traditionally do telematics and GPS services and moves the needle to more of, you know, what and how things happened rather than when it happened and after effect. It allows fleet owners to be proactive and actually look after their drivers in terms of coaching and safety and actually monitor their vehicles in real time using video telematics. So the technology is definitely advanced way ahead of where we were a couple of years back. And it's actually quite insightful what you can do with video telematics today.
What is the advantage video over the old-fashioned sort of tachograph or whatever it might have been called?
So the main advantage is it allows you to be interactive with the drivers. It keeps your eyes on the road. It provides what we call advanced driver assistance. So it helps the driver avoid collisions or events within the process. It does driver monitoring and the face alerts and allows for things like drowsiness or distracted driver to be alerted. And it also allows you in a situation of safety to actually interact directly with the driver and understand what's actually going on around him and manage that liability at that point.
Okay, and that's important. I mean, so this is, again, 24-hour monitored. How does it work? Is there a center with, you know, if you've got a fleet of 100 trucks, there are 100 screens and you're watching 100 different drivers driving off in 100 different directions at once, or how?
Yeah, no, so with the beauty of cloud technology and the way technologies move, what it does is all the technology sits within the camera itself, and then any event is recorded and logged into the cloud, and the dashboard or the operation center where the fleet owner will sit will get an alert, and he can go in and look at those events and see the video of what's happened and how it's happening. And he's also allowed to do what we call a time lapse and go into a specific event and look for a certain number of minutes to see what happened prior and after the event as well. So very much a proactive approach and engaging with the fleet owner directly via the control center. So you react to the alert that happens, and it will show you what's actually happening on the road in real time.
This technology, I mean, in terms of cost, is it considerably higher than old-school technologies?
It was in the previous generation, but I think what's happening now is that the cost of the technology is coming down at a rapid pace. So there's a real aggressive approach now to make it affordable, and we at Key Tech are really focused on how do we democratize video telematics and empower the fleet owners. We want to leverage the power of AI. So it's really, really affordable. And over a three-year warranty period, it's definitely affordable for anyone to participate in.
Okay. And how adaptable is this for a global environment? I mean, is it specifically for a South African environment or in the UK where they've got truck driver shortages and people are probably working overtime and there may be some drowsiness coming in? Could it be applied there?
No, it's very adaptable for a global audience. So the nice thing about Africa, we have our own challenges around road safety and the conditions of roads. And in Europe and globally as well, the conditions the truck drivers are under in terms of immense pressure to get that supply chain working, this now becomes a value-add tool to the driver as well from his safety perspective, but also to the fleet owner to managing that one main variable in your fleet, which is your drivers and the quality of it.
It's fabulous. Thank you, Michael Roberts. He's the Chief Executive at Key Tech.